Agricultural programs are made possible by Risk Management Commodities Incorporated in Lafayette, Indiana, Chalmers, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois. Risk Management Commodities focuses on managing risk in today's complex and sophisticated commodities market. 866-837-9027.
Good Friday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's go ahead and see how futures are trading. A lot of red on the screen on this Friday morning. Hard red winter May wheat at 622 is down 3 3/4. July, 619 down 3 1/2. Soft May wheat, 572 3/4 down 7. July, 579 1/2 down 7. March corn, 423 1/2 down 4 1/2. July, 437 1/2, down 4 1/4. December, 448 1/2, down 3 3/4. March soybeans, 1309 1/2, down 5 1/2. July, 1275 3/4, down 5 1/2. November, 1118 3/4, down 3 1/2. March soybean meal, 430, down $2. March soybean oil, 3771, down 34. February live cattle, 139.82 1/2, down 32 1/2. January feeders, 169.72 1/2, down 7 1/2. February lean hogs, 86.20, down 67 1/2. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Mike Zuzolo of Global Commodity Analytics, and he is in Atchison, Kansas. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Dave.
A couple of things I think about the market today. One, long three-day weekend ahead. Perhaps some people not wanting to put too much out there ahead of that. Number two, there's unwinding of spreads within the soybean market itself today. So they're bear spreading the bulls, the spread that was there earlier. And I guess the third point is just that the weather in South America, one leg is dropped because we anticipate it raining like crazy in Argentina over the weekend. And I wonder if we come back Tuesday, the other leg drops, the other foot, it rained in Argentina and we go down again.
Well, I think certainly the first half of the mindset is there. I think that the trade is not wanting to be long corn heading into the weekend. And I'm like you. I think that the bean market is seeing more of just unwinding of its own spread now that the January is off the board, now that we've gotten past the NOPA crush numbers, and they want to take some profits off the table. No technical damage has been done, even though the spread is giving way, you know, several cents today, Dave. But going back to the corn, I guess I would be a little bit more of a contrarian with the idea that they don't have to be long going into the weekend on the weather, because they see rain coming, as you say, but that also means they're not putting any weather premium in or risk premium for weather in as we come back from the long weekend. And so I think it's probably more of a situation of running the same type of mindset, even with the USDA report suggesting otherwise, that this week's price action has shown pretty clearly the trade has resumed the bean-corn spread. Why that is because probably we've seen a little bit more cash corn selling since the report. Farmers in your part of the country and on East are selling a lot more, I suspect. And we've also seen the wheat become very disappointing. We've seen a sharp decline ever since Wednesday. We're now back down to within just a few cents of the report day low of 560 1/2. So I think without weather supporting, the corn traders are going to say, let's not be long. We can always pick it back up on Monday night.
So the weekend hinges on Argentina weather primarily.
I think that, and I think it also will hinge upon whether we get any news from Informa later today on what the acres are going to be in their estimation now that we've gotten past the January report. Certainly that's been a point of contention this morning as well.
And producers you talk to have really been going back and forth on this in their own mind.
They have. I think the only producers that I work with that are pretty solid in their expectations at this point are people that grow good corn, but they would be classified as maybe the second tier in terms of geography, clients in parts of Kentucky that have hilly country, clients in Tennessee, clients out in this area that are on some fringe ground. I think anything that isn't high-yielding ground, especially as you get outside of Indiana, Illinois, Iowa, and Minnesota, is probably going to be looked at with beans, and they're probably already setting up their bean rotation and already have the seed bought, and they're moving towards planting beans next spring at this point. So I don't think that those acres will shift back to corn at this point.
Meanwhile, producers will soon be turning to new crop marketing, at least they should be, and that brings up February and crop insurance numbers and how that plays into the equation. That often is a natural put, if it can be used that way. As you're thinking about all things new crop for sales, what are some of your strategies?
Well, the key number would be getting back up above $11 cash beans in new crop, which we did for a brief period of time this week, led by the front end. And so we're at a price level now on the beans. With Brazil harvesting now and the Chinese Lunar New Year now starting for the next 40 days, and that indicating maybe we're going to be slowing down in terms of Chinese purchases. And we're starting to get a little bit more, I am getting a little bit more nervous when it comes to the bird flu in Asia and more cropping up and different strains cropping up. This price level in the beans for new crop is pretty close to being there for making additional sales. In the corn, I still feel like it's more like a 96 or 2006 market where the trade keeps a discount in the market until we get to the middle part of the year. And then if that drought monitor, which is showing very dry conditions, continues to show dry conditions through the March acreage report, then the price low in corn gets put in for 14, and we essentially go steadily higher until we know the crop is made. So I think some January sales at the right price and then followed up with the base price in February will cover most of what I want to get done with clients at this point. So 470, the top of a Bollinger band, is the Dease corn price that I'd like to get started on.
Let's turn our attention to livestock, we just have to, because it has been an incredible rise, meteoric rise straight up on the futures chart, led by the cash of all things.
Yeah, and this is one of the more traditional markets that has provided very good support underneath feed grains before the advent of ethanol, before the advent of commodity index funds, and I think it's going to provide very good support underneath us as well going into the middle part of the year. And this is part of the mix of why I think the trade will start to see increasing livestock numbers as we get into the spring if we don't have any big disease outbreaks and we get that PED virus under control. So I think this is where the livestock market is forecasting that the grain prices, the feed grain prices, the compound grain prices have some support underneath them. And obviously USDA's numbers last week, a week ago on Friday, would suggest the same to me for the corn market, especially the cash corn market. So putting those two things together, Dave, I think I'm very crucially close to getting the next 6 months of corn needs booked here between now and the end of the month.
Well, I can't imagine that these live and feeder cattle prices are going to stay where they are. They're already showing up at the retail, and boy, is it expensive.
It is, and that's going to start to slow us down as far as the retail side goes, unless we continue to see economic growth and we continue to see the talk in Japan and the United States and even China of bigger wage increases. Mm. And so if people make more, they will be able to afford more, and that's kind of the point of this marketing year in 2014 and how it looks more inflationary versus more deflationary. If those wages go up, then those folks can pay more for that more expensive meat.
Thank you much, Mike.
Thanks, Dave.
Mike Zuzalo of Global Commodity Analytics. He is in Atchison, Kansas. Let's take a look at the current tick in the marketplace. March corn, 423 down 5. July, 437 down 4 and 3 quarters. December, 448 and a quarter down 4. March soybeans, 13.10 and a half, down 4 and a half. July, 12.77 and a quarter, down 4. And November is 11.18 and three quarters, down 3 and a half. The March now 13.10, down 5. March soybean meal, 4.30.40, down 1.60. March soybean oil, 37.68, down 37 cents. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD3 Urbana. It's now 10 o'clock Central Time.